Citrus Research and Development Foundation Chief Operations Officer Harold Browning updates efforts to get antibiotics that might combat HLB into citrus groves.
We're working with a number of different parties to try to move forward with solutions that will help us reduce the bacterial population in infected trees. And so we've got a project that just finished its first quarter, a number of field trials looking at antibiotics against both canker and HLB, first to learn what the effectiveness is, but also how they could be applied to be more effective using different application methods, perhaps different timing, and then to start collecting data on residues and so on. So we heard a quarterly report on that. And we also had a presentation from another company that's in that same area working with antibiotics who are doing some field trials in Florida, and we've asked them to come in and present to us and see what we can do to help move it along faster. So I think we've got some really good opportunity there. We'll learn some things by the end of this fruit season that will help guide what we do in the next year, including looking at opportunities to maybe get some special label considerations for these products for next year. We currently have an antibiotic that's registered on grapefruit for canker control, and that Section 18 has expired now for the current growing season. But in looking forward to renewing that, certainly with the kind of weather we've had and the pressure we've had from canker, it would make sense to consider, can it also be used on other crops like the orange crop that we have that also suffers from canker? So certainly that's a possibility, and then depending on how much we're able to learn through the research that's going on this season, look at what do we know about HLB and how could these products maybe help us in that arena as well.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.